This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a podcast dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. I'd like to thank our sponsors who make our podcast possible. We tape our podcast with the ongoing support of Raider and Jason Sikora, our sound engineer. Raider is a hands-on IT service provider that integrates all of your needs for advanced technical support, effective communication options, and cybersecurity. Raider's motto is, you just want it to work, we understand. Please visit RaiderSolutions.com for more information. Iberia Bank and First Horizon, who are now one bank. Two relationship-driven banks, both leaders in the industry, have officially joined forces. The combination of Iberia Bank and First Horizon creates a leading financial services company dedicated to enriching the lives of their clients, associates, and their communities. I'd also like to thank Lafayette General Health, who has joined the Ochsner Health family and is now Ochsner Lafayette General. As one health system, Ochsner Lafayette General will provide expanded services and enhanced care from the familiar faces you already trust. Ochsner Lafayette General means more resources to help solve healthcare's toughest problems, reinvesting in our communities, and being further committed to health and wellness. Ochsner Lafayette General. Together means more. Learn more today at togethermeansmore.org. It's been 9 months since our interview with Laurel Hess and her husband Rodney when she discussed the launch of her business, Hamper, an on-demand laundry service. For a small sign-up fee and a bin charge for each load, customers can have their laundry picked up, cleaned, and returned by contract workers. This week, Laurel Hess's newest endeavor, Presto Health, a secure prescription delivery service which builds upon the platform of Hamper, announced its startup. Presto Health utilizes the Hamper model and delivers medications to the patient's home or preferred destination upon their discharge from Ochsner Lafayette General urgent care centers, emergency rooms, clinics, and telemedicine visits held in Lafayette Parish. The service was made possible through the investment of the Ochsner Lafayette General Foundation Health Innovation Fund, too. There is no cost to the patient to have prescriptions delivered. And Laurel Hess, what a year it's been. Welcome back to Discover Lafayette.
Yeah, crazy year, right?
Last time
we talked, we did not have a pandemic.
No, we did our original interview right before everything shut down. And so today we're on Zoom. I can see you. Just so grateful for your time. I love your story. I love that you and Rodney Hess, your husband, built upon your partnership. He's still running Rally Marketing. You're really branching out and kind of changing the world during COVID, you know, and looking ahead to great things. So you want to talk about the latest, and I'm going to, at the end of the interview, I think I'm going to play a portion of your interview with Rodney, where people can hear more details about Hamper and how that came about, because I love your voices together. But talk briefly about where Hamper is right now after 9 months and what led you to start up Presto Health.
Yeah, it's actually been a crazy story. I mean, there's no way we could have predicted when we launched in January that we were going to be hit by a pandemic 2 months later. So that busy mom that we were really, really helping out and lightening the load, she was home now and she could do her own laundry. Mm-hmm. So what we saw is our demographic shifted and it became more single bachelors who were still working using the service. So we were still able to grow Hamper. But in March, when everything shut down, we were approached by Lafayette General. And they asked if we could deliver prescriptions. And at first we thought, well, I mean, no, we're a laundry service. But we looked at the, you know, we were like, they saw something we didn't see right out the gate. And then we looked at our platform and we thought, oh my goodness, we didn't make a laundry platform. We made a last mile delivery platform. We can deliver anything from A to B. So we said, absolutely, yes, we can do that. And they gave us the investment through their Health Innovation Fund. And we essentially duplicated the platform, refactored it. Mm-hmm. And we had it up and running. We just launched this week. So it took us about 6 months to redo it and retool it and have a whole new division within Hamper to deliver prescriptions.
So that innovation fund, our mutual friend, C.N. Robinson, was in charge of that fund on behalf of Ochsner Lafayette General. He's since moved on, and we're going to get into C.N. in a little bit. But how amazing to have them reach out to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people kill for angel investors and they usually don't come knocking at your door.
Yeah, I think that's the unique thing. One about Cian is that he sees opportunity everywhere. And I think that has been really, really crucial for the innovation program at Ochsner Lafayette General. And the way that Ochsner Lafayette General thinks about innovation, I mean, this is something that hospitals are looking into across the United States. And for them to identify it and be able to pull the trigger and implement it in less than a year mm-hmm. is pretty remarkable. And right. I think that is a testament to the leadership at Ochsner Lafayette General, but Cian in particular. Mm-hmm.
I know that I've learned this through my podcasting and just relationship with different healthcare providers. In the past, hospitals and physicians and others were paid by the visit for the services they rendered, you know, the medical services. And the model has pretty much shifted, you know, being pushed by the federal government on reimbursement. Now hospitals and others are paid on the basis of the outcome of the patient's health. Mm-hmm. So it's in the hospital in particular, the best interest of them to keep people from coming back through those emergency room doors, to keep them out of the hospital rooms, because they want to see them healthy and well and on their way. So if you can talk about that, why is it important that people have their medication delivered to them?
Well, a lot of people, when they're discharged from the hospital, they may not have access to a vehicle. They may mm-hmm. not be well to be able to go pick up their medication. They may not feel well. So making sure that they're med adherent and staying on their prescribed medication is very important. It reduces recidivism rates for the hospital. So people aren't coming back with the same issue they just left with. So mm-hmm. having that on a schedule and knowing their meds are getting to them no matter what, when they need them, is very important mm-hmm. to ensure they're going to take them. And, you know, just a funny little anecdote, this week when we launched with COVID spiking, we want to keep those people at home. You know, we right. don't want to send someone who just tested positive
into CVS or somewhere. Back. Yeah.
Right. We actually had a patient that we beat home. She had got diagnosed with COVID, went to pick up her son from school. We pulled up at her house at the same time and we left her meds in the mailbox.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned to me before we started the interview, meds to beds. So mm-hmm. if you can talk about that, I think you guys are on the cutting edge, right, of offering this platform. If you can talk about that, like what's going on around the country.
There's a lot. Like we mentioned earlier, there's a big push on improving healthcare and patient outcomes. And a lot of that has to do with how the care is performed and where. So there is an initiative going on in the healthcare community called Meds to Beds to ensure that people get their medication, they're staying adherent, and they're getting the quality care that they need. And it's accessible to them no matter where they are. So mm-hmm. even medical transportation is an issue, getting to your follow-up appointments. So having something in the home that allows you to maintain that level of care is extremely important. I think that's where everything's trending right now. And so we're just one facet of that program with right. the med adherence piece.
Mm-hmm. So you hire contract workers in a similar way to the Hamper model?
So Prest is a little bit different because we need to have them HIPAA certified and they're handling medication, mm-hmm. and we need to make sure that we have more control over how and when they work. The drivers for Presto are actually W-2 drivers.
Okay, they're employees. Okay.
They're employees, yes.
And how many do you have at this point?
Currently, it is the Hamper team, the executive mm-hmm. team. So it's myself and my two co-founders, and then our three employees. And we alternate shifts to deliver medication.
And how does it work, Laurel? Like when someone's discharged, how is Presto Health notified? How does the process work on your end?
Yeah, so we actually don't handle any personal health information at all. We don't know what we're delivering. We just know the person's name and where they live. So we're literally a logistics platform. The pharmacy that the hospital has, the outpatient retail pharmacy, they will call the patient, collect payment. And then once that happens and the transaction is complete, we get notified through the system that there's a prescription ready to be delivered.
Okay. So the patient pays for their medications or their insurance or whatever, Medicare.
Yes.
And then you're reimbursed how? How is Presto Health compensated?
We're paid up per delivery. So it depends. It's volume-based. So if we deliver a bunch of prescriptions in one day, it may be mm-hmm. less per delivery versus mm-hmm. one or two in a day.
Okay. And so I'm curious, here we are in Lafayette Parish. And from what I saw in the press release, you are right now just in Lafayette Parish. But you do have plans to expand what Presto Health is offering. If you can maybe give us your insight on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're piloting the program here with Ochsner Lafayette General. We hope to leverage that success into the Ochsner platform across the state. And then, of course, Cian, who I like to call my fairy godfather, he moved on to McLeod Health in South Carolina, and they have a retail pharmacy program as well. So he's working to get us over there. And hopefully with the success of the program, we can get into other health systems throughout the United States.
Yeah. So Ochsner is throughout a lot of the state. Is that kind of the first thing you're looking at within Ochsner? You want to limit it with Ochsner at this point in Louisiana?
That would be the most the easiest transition for us, since we'll already be in one of their health systems. It just depends, but that's where we see the growth happening from the outset.
Right. So you just started this week. We're taping this December 4th.
Yes, so we are 3 days in. I think today is day number 4. So
right,
very exciting.
Right. So you can deliver laundry, medications, and maybe a pizza with it, huh?
Maybe so. I mean, if you want it.
Gosh. Well, Laura, what do people ask you? What are the most common questions? You said that the delivery people are, you know, secure their employees and they don't know what's being delivered. When it is delivered, though, does somebody have to sign for it? I know you mentioned earlier that y'all beat somebody home from the doctor, but is it something that's secure where people can say, yes, I did get it? You know, how do you do that part?
So it depends. Right now with COVID, there's a waiver. CMS has done a waiver where we don't need to have things signed for. So we just leave them at the door. And if no one's there, the patient will get a text message saying, oh, your prescription's on its way. Your prescription's been delivered. The delivery is complete. So they know. And most of the time when we're there, the patient will meet us at the door and say, oh, hi. And we hand it to them. If they don't, then we leave it at the door. We take a picture so we have a record of it. And we'll either text that to the patient and then save it and give it over to Lafayette General so they know that it got delivered.
Right. Right. So, well, I'm hoping you'll be hiring people in the very near future.
I have a feeling we will.
Yeah. Right now, everywhere I go, I'm either hearing one of two things. Either people are still not taking COVID seriously, which is frustrating because you and I both know the hospitals are overwhelmed right now. So this service is a big help to keep people safe and out of harm's way from being exposed to COVID. But I think more and more people now are seeing that we need to protect and enhance our healthcare providers, their safety and all. So I'm really hoping that this service is going to help get us back on track where people can get their health back, have our community safe and sound again, you know, so we can get back to some normalcy.
Yeah, we definitely don't want the population who's vulnerable to this to be out at the clinics or the pharmacies where they could be exposed. And, you know, we anticipate doing quite a few deliveries to assisted living and home care like that.
Right.
To help keep them at home.
Right. You know, I just had a question. Do your drivers, your employees, do they wear those higher end masks like the N95? So they really have to be careful, the people they're being exposed to.
Yes, we don't. So if a patient does come to the door to collect their medication, we don't hand it off to them directly unless they're at a business, which we assume they wouldn't have COVID if they're at a place of business. But we'll leave it on a porch farther away so that we don't come into contact with the patient.
Right. Well, anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to bring up? Where can people find out more about Presto Health?
Yeah, so it's not so much consumer facing. It's really just a delivery partner for the hospital. So if you're at a Lafayette General Clinic or you're going through a telemedicine visit, just know that it's an option for you to request home delivery and they'll take care of it and we'll bring you your medicine.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I guess all the providers need to know. They're probably just learning about this. Huh?
They are so excited. Luckily, Lafayette General has been very great about keeping them updated as we progress towards our launch date. And everybody has been really, really excited. And so the doctors know about it. It's a new workflow for the clinics, so they're getting used to it. But everyone's really excited.
Right. Well, best wishes to you on this newest endeavor, Presto Health. And before we close, could you update us on Hamper? I know that you had also partnered with, it was Lafayette General, now Ochsner Lafayette General. You had partnered with them to help their providers to get their laundry done. How's the service going?
It's going great. Luckily, COVID didn't affect us too terribly. We were still able to grow. We have nearly 600 annual members. We have launched New Orleans, the North Shore. We're in parts of Houston, Dallas. And next week, or week after next, we're launching Phoenix, Arizona. So we're trucking along.
Mm-hmm. How did Phoenix come about? That's quite a haul from here.
Yes. It's funny. We actually hypothesized that the market could tell us where demand was and where we needed to go. So we ran some national ads on Facebook and tracked all the service checks when people said, are you in my area? And Phoenix lit up like a Christmas tree. And we looked at the demographics and we thought, that is exactly who we need to be going after. So we're launching Phoenix.
A lot of young families there?
Young families, a little bit of disposable income. They fit the same demographics as Lafayette, Louisiana. They're very, very similar.
And what a great location. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I love Scottsdale too. Maybe I can go out there and apply.
There you go.
The mountains out there are so beautiful.
I do love
the surrounding areas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to pivot. I want to thank you, Laurel Hess, for being with us today on Discover Lafayette. And I want to get in a big shout out of gratitude to Raider for helping me keep the podcast going. Of course, Iberia Bank, which is now going to be merging with First Horizon, and Ochsner Lafayette General for their support during this entire year. Mm-hmm. And thank you to the listeners. What we're going to do is we're going to pivot, and I'm going to play a little bit of our past interview with Laurel and her husband, Rodney, who make quite a dynamic duo. And you're going to be talking about in that portion of the interview, how you started Hamper so people can get more of an idea of how your platform works. So Laurel Hess, thank you so much for joining us today on Discover Lafayette.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jan. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. So when you talk about Hamper, your new business and how it came about and what you're offering people.
Yeah, Hamper is an on-demand laundry platform. So it's a lot like Uber for laundry. And it came about from sheer frustration. I was coming back from a business trip. Rodney and I are both very busy. We work. We have two small boys. And they go through clothes a lot, like a lot, a lot, as most kids do. And we have to do laundry. So when I got back from my business trip, it was a Saturday. We had T-ball opening day and we had birthday parties. And I was surrounded by laundry. And I was sitting on my kitchen floor and I thought, I'm either going to miss something or we're not going to wear clothes, which is not an option. So then I got angry because I thought about like Shipt or Instacart. And I'm like, I can get my groceries delivered and I can get food delivered. Like, why can't I outsource my laundry? Mm-hmm. And so that's really where Hamper started and came from. And that was not that long ago. I mean, April of 2018. So
H-A-M-P-R.
H-A-M-P-R. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All lowercase.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just came to you though, the name? Like, how did this come about?
The name did not come to me right away. I have hated laundry since 2015.
Because?
I don't know why. Probably because that was when I got pregnant for my second son. I guess it was probably 2013 because I got pregnant for Milo around that time.
Everything turns yellow kind of, huh? Like it's, spit up and all this stuff, you know?
And the babies produce so much laundry. And then when you're pregnant, you're tired and you don't want to do anything. And it's just, it felt never ending. And then I got busier at work and then I had two kids to juggle and I doubled the laundry and it was just, I hated it. And I thought there was a post I made on Facebook a couple of years ago, like, someone needs to invent a laundry service that I can outsource my laundry to.
You said that?
I said that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It actually came up for me the other day, and I was like, oh, I guess I did it. But I wanted it so badly. And so it's rattled around in my brain for a couple years. And for whatever reason, that weekend, it clicked for me how this needed to work and how we could make it happen.
How does it work?
So the washing, the service is performed by private washers in their homes. So they are thoroughly background checked, vetted. Mm-hmm. Their equipment is checked to make sure it meets our standards. They have to meet the same requirements as a public school teacher. So very strict background motor vehicle requirements.
Like no felons or... Because they're going to people's homes, right? To pick up.
Yes. They're going to pick up and then they're taking it back to their homes to perform the service. So we make sure that their facilities are up to par. They will go, you place the order on your phone through the app and you order whatever you need, three loads, four loads, and they'll come and pick it up, bring it back to their home, wash, dry, fold, and deliver it back the next day.
The next day. Mm-hmm. That sounds like $39, right? For a, yes. You sign up.
There's a, we do have an annual membership fee.
But that pays for the hampers. Like you're giving them physical
yes.
hampers to use,
there's
pop-up hampers.
Four pop-up hampers that mm-hmm. come for, with the first year. And then the service is $10 a load after that, and one hamper equals one load. Mm-hmm. And the reason we have our own hampers is because it actually restricts the load size.
Yeah.
A lot of our competitors price it per pound, and who knows how much their laundry weighs. I mean, I would be so upset if I took all my laundry down to whoever the wash place with per pound pricing, and I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want to do
jeans,
that.
I know, everything.
And then you're stuck. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So this way it's very transparent. You know exactly what you're paying. It's $10. Mm-hmm. It fits in the hamper. $10.
Well, you started in 2018.
So the idea came in 2018. I pitched it to one of my partners at Rally, and he kind of latched onto it. Mm-hmm. And we spent the next year probably vetting it out and really working to make sure we had a sound model. And then we had to get the bag right. So he actually flew to China and met with the supplier and got the bag down. And then we brought on our CTO, current CTO, in May of 2019, and that's mm-hmm. when app development started. So we kind of hit the ground running to develop the app. We had it live by the following December. So just this past year, we did a closed beta. So I mean, it was
what is that?
Fast.
What is a closed beta?
So that was our testing ground. We had everybody at Rally like sign up to use the mm-hmm. service, and then we had actual washers onboarded to perform the service. And
people like me, like people that work at home, they just contract with you.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they were running through the traps to make sure the app was sound before our launch on January 15th, mm-hmm. which was Rodney's birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Another special occasion. So if you don't mind giving more details, because I find this fascinating. So you sign up at, what is it, hamper.com.
It's
TryHamper.
TryHamper.
TryHamper.com. So people go there, they sign up, $39.
Well, actually, they download the app first.
Download the app.
Yes. So if you go to TryHamper.com, you'll see the app links.
Does it have to be on your phone or can it be
yes, it'll have
on
to
your
be
phone.
On your phone.
So you go to your
phone. Could do it on a tablet too.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're on an iPad.
So you download that.
You download the app. It'll walk you through the steps to become a member. Mm-hmm. You pay the $39 and then that's a yearly fee, not monthly. Some people think it's monthly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just yearly. And then within a day or two, you'll get the hampers delivered to you in a membership kit. And
they're
then you
shipped.
Can place your first order. They're actually, right now they're hand-delivered.
Oh, cool.
Our COO,
Rodney, you doing that?
No.
A couple of times, but...
Have you delivered a hamper?
Uh-huh.
Our COO does most of our deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually out right now making deliveries. And I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to Baton Rouge today for our Baton Rouge launch.
Yeah.
I'm delivering Baton Rouge orders.
Yeah. So people sign up, they call on the app. They don't call. They say, I'm ready. I've got four loads ready. And somebody shows up at your house.
Yeah, so they will like scan the hamper. They all have QR codes on them. They scan the hamper and set a preference for that hamper. So let's say you have all towels and you want them mm-hmm. washed on hot and you want, you know, your own detergent. So you can do that. You can set your preferences per hamper and then put, there's a pocket in the hamper for your detergent if you want to include your own. If you don't, we have a partnership with Drops, mm-hmm. which is actually the inventor of the laundry pod. And they have a scent-free, dye-free, very, very safe, eco-friendly detergent that all of our washers have on
gets
hand.
The job done, gets mm-hmm. the stains out.
Yes, it's very, very, it's very great at what it does. And then it's scent-free, dye-free. So if you have skin allergies,
right.
it's perfect.
So if you've got some dirty loads, let's say kids with, you know, grass stains in the knees, do you just dump it in the hamper or do you have to like treat it first? Like
yes.
how do you treat your laundry?
We do ask that all the customers pre-treat any mm-hmm. stains because what happens is whatever's put in the hamper is going to go directly into the washing machine. Mm-hmm. And the washer is not sorting and checking on their end. Every now and then they will pull something out if they see it mm-hmm. And make a note of it. But oftentimes they're just taking the hamper and dumping it directly into their machine.
What's the best spray? Like, what do you guys like to use to get out stains?
I am obsessed with OxyClean.
You are? A spray?
Oh, yes.
Or
it's
like...
not a spray. Uh-huh. So you get a big bowl and you get some warm water and just put some OxyClean in it and then let it soak for mm-hmm. 3 to 6 hours, or if you're like me, 3 days because you forget about it. And it's fantastic. Then it's gone.
I like OxyClean.
Literally just discovered OxyClean like a month ago.
Wait. Oh. I know it's like your new best friend
really
besides
is.
Rodney. Huh?
That's well. Right.
Do you know about Zote? Have you ever seen the...
No.
Okay. For $1, I'm telling you, I found this I don't know if it was online first, but it's a pink bar. It looks like a bar of soap, but it's pink, Zote.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you, I mean, you have to get some water with it, but if you've got some stains that, let's say, OxyClean didn't get out, it gets out. It's a miracle. It's an old, old thing people used to grate to make home detergent. Like if you want, if you're really into, you know, like just ecology and just keeping things simple, you can grate it and make your own detergent. But I found out, like, if I've got a towel that's got a stain on it from somebody that used makeup, not that people do that, but, you know, leave things stained in my house. But you can take it, just wet it a little bit, and it just, but it's a little bit more work probably than OxiClean. But for a buck, you've got something that lasts. Yeah. I didn't try it on grass stains for kids, but I remember when my kids were little, I have two girls. They would just get into things. Oh, like, what did you do today at school? You know,
I picked up our son from school last week, and he had a cut in his pants.
He just cuts his pants.
In the same place he had a cut the week before, which I knew I threw those pants
away. How did
he
do it?
He says he fell on rocks, but I think he cut himself with scissors.
With scissors?
Oh, yeah.
I think he did.
Those cuts were clean.
Yeah, they were. But he's into, like, latest fashion, right?
Oh, you know? My God. Probably.
You know, people pay like extra for that, Laurel.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's just leading edge fashion in second grade.
But anyway, is it fun? I mean, this has got to be an adventure, huh?
I have to remind myself every now and then of what we're doing and how far we've come, because sometimes you get so in the weeds of the day-to-day and the minutia and the stress of, you know, startup world, which is I have to raise money to keep going. And that
you're having to do that now.
It's not my favorite thing, because you know, it's distracting from the business. I want to focus on growing Hamper. I don't really want to focus on the fundraising aspect, but you know, as CEO, that is my job. That's my function. So I do it, and I enjoy doing it when I'm doing it, but I'm excited for seeing what Baton Rouge will do for Hamper and to see where we go from there. But
so right now you're a corporation, you're the majority owner.
Yes.
And I know Rodney's a partner with you, but how, you know, do you have to go to invest, like angel investors? What are you looking at?
So we've been doing angel investment pitches. And we've gone to individual investors to do pitches. We've talked to investment firms. Basically, anyone who we can talk to, we pitch and try to get some capital to keep going. We have a couple months of runway, and we're raising another round right now. So I'm looking forward to closing out that round so we can hopefully get to our Series A at our next round. And we think that with the revenue and the traction that we're getting already out the gate, just 6 weeks into it, we really feel strongly that we're going to be there within the year.
Can you talk about that, like the traction you've gotten so far in Lafayette? Are young mothers, like who's coming to you for your service?
A lot of it is dual income households with kids and people that have lots of kids. I have a lot of our repeat customers have three or more kids.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can tell, you know, when you go to drop off the kit, it's like they have busy, busy lives. And this is just one more chore that they need help with. And so that's the majority of our demographic that we make up. But, you know, we went live January 15th. We have over 800 downloads.
You do?
Yep. And we have 200 members. We have generated revenue that took some of our competitors 18 months to do in a big city where we're in a tier three market, and we did it in, you know, 6 weeks.
Do you see this more like in large cities? This kind of service is more like New York City or something?
Yeah, a lot of our competitors are in tier one markets.
What is that?
That would be a Seattle or a Dallas, New York. Those are all top tier markets. We're a tier three market. So Lafayette, it's funny because, you know, we have more of a depressed economy right now, but we were able to do so well right out the gate versus a competitor in a tier one market that couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think it's such a fun app, and looking at your website, it's just fun, you know. And when I looked on it, I also saw that you're encouraging people to apply to work for you.
Yes.
So if you want to talk about that, like for the people that you hire, what, I know you said you vet them and all, but they can make, what, $1,000 or so a month?
Our top three washers that are super active, they average about $1,300 a month. Take home.
And they can do this while they're doing other things.
Yeah. So a lot of them, they have stay-at-home kids, stay-at-home parents. So they're watching their kids and they're washing for Hamper at the same time. Or one works retail and he'll go and pick up a bunch of Hampers on his off days and supplement his income that way. He uses all the money he earns from Hamper to go on trips. That's his vacation fund.
Yeah, like fun money.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you talk some, both of you, you know, for me looking at this, I just do the laundry while it's just like kind of second nature, but I work from home. So I've got that flexibility of throw it in the morning while I'm getting my coffee, and then I don't have to rush off to go bring kids to school anymore. I don't rush to get to, you know, a, a job where I'm out of the house, so I can kind of do things all day. Mm-hmm. But I have started enjoying, I don't get groceries delivered, but I do like ordering online, let's say at Walmart or other stores. Mm-hmm. What has happened? This is like the search engine thing you were talking about, Rodney. Things have changed fast. You know, would it's you talk the, about some of that?
The rise of the gig economy, mm-hmm. the on-demand economy. And I think it's really started with like Uber and Lyft, mm-hmm. where you could, or Airbnb, you know, you could kind of do things without having to interface with another human. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about the younger generation. They don't want to talk on the phone and they don't want to talk to people face to face. They'd rather perform a transaction through their phone. And they're very used to doing that. And I think they're very used to paying for marketplaces like a Rover or Wag, a Shipt or Instacart. Like that's just ingrained in them. They'd rather do that than go into a store. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I don't know the psychology behind it, but I do know that if I have to get in touch with someone who's younger than 30, I have to text them.
You don't call,
I don't call them.
Well, I also know that just speaking personally, you know, my time is limited and I really value my time as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm willing to pay money if it means that I get some of my time back because mm-hmm. as two working parents, you know, I'm running around all day, meeting with clients, meeting with new business, mm-hmm. You know, dealing with just internal things at Rally. And then I go pick up the kids. We get them ready for bed, do all of that. And then at night, I'm typically working even more to get some of that day-to-day stuff done that I just wasn't able to get to during the day.
You don't want to be up at 10 doing the laundry. You'd rather just be.
So it's like, what time?
It's, you know, it's a lifestyle play for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. we talk about now, we use Hamper every weekend. And just this past weekend, I looked at Rodney and I said, what would we have done? You know, in the days before Hamper, because we had birthday parties, we mm-hmm. had dinner or lunch with the grandparents on a Sunday, and I'm thinking, we were running around, we had to get our son a haircut, you know, mm-hmm. there was just stuff that had to be done. Or we would do laundry at sacrificing something else, like the lawn mm-hmm. is really in bad shape. We need to
well, everybody's lawn is probably in bad shape right now. That's a chore, huh? What could we call that? Lawnmower.
Well, there is a lawn care company, a startup in Baton Rouge that's taking aim at that issue.
Really?
Yeah. So
you can do it like per job or something. Just
yeah, I haven't looked into it too much. Mm-hmm. It's called Block Lawn Care, but you can draw a map around and get uh-huh. bids on, you know, local, mm-hmm. I guess, what's the word? Lawn service companies yeah. mm-hmm. to come yeah. to your lawn.
You know, I have a memory, and I'm not going to mention names, but it's some of our good friends. Rodney, when you were talking, it made me laugh, thinking about what the husbands do. And things, of course, are changing. I know you're an equal partner with Laurel. My friend, though, they're both professionals. I won't say what career path, but they're highly educated and successful. And one day, my friend was doing the laundry and folding while her husband's watching the Saints game. And she thought he was going to offer to help. And he's like, would you move over a little bit? You're blocking the TV.
Oh, no.
Thanks. I mean, I'm surprised he survived the afternoon. You
I'd
know,
be a like, good man.
Nope. But this is a different generation,
yes.
you know. And he works hard, but so does she. They're That's both right. equals mm-hmm. in what they do. And I just have to laugh thinking how things have changed. But yet I hear from a lot of my younger friends, younger marriages, some of the dynamics really don't change. Everybody is stressed out. Mm-hmm. And nobody really wants to be doing the dishes, the laundry, cutting the grass, you know.
Well, I think we could go off on a whole tangent about the mental load on a working mother or mm-hmm. mothers in general, because we do carry the brunt of the mental household. And
it's everything. The kids' projects, we need clay, we're out of glue, and it's 8 o'clock at night.
We're out of toilet paper, we yeah. need to get more toilet paper, like I have
the
to
make
this
old.
Appointment. Yeah, he doesn't have any of that.
You don't carry that?
I tried to, yeah. but my brain just doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. And I think that's true for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was kind of a revelation. I talk about this quite a bit because I don't think it's something that men typically realize. It was a revelation to me when I realized, you know, oh no, we're 50-50 in this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I pick up my slack at the house. But it wasn't until I realized that mental load makes up a big chunk of what takes up that space in your head. And so it's, you know, I'm willing to take on more around the house because my brain just doesn't work that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, I
try.
If someone were to look at a division of labor in our house, they would think that he does everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's visible, would, huh? You're absolutely. Picking up the kids.
Things that are visible.
Everything yeah. I do is under the waterline. Mm-hmm. Everything. And he realized it when we wrote everything down. I said, "Y'all don't think you see the things that I do and the things that I'm thinking about and taking care of." Mm-hmm. And when we wrote it down, I think that's when he really realized. Not that he was complaining or it was bad before. It was just...
We were literally trying to divide up mm-hmm. tasks and yeah, chores.
But there was a time where I was doing half of the physical things, the things you can see, and plus the mental mm-hmm. load. Yeah. And it was just too much.
Until you have children, too, you Oof. Don't really see, especially when they're a little bit older, when they're walking around or they start pre-K, mm-hmm. all the parties. It's like everybody else's kid gets all your money, you know, like all the birthday parties, the gifts you have to buy.
I thought it was going to be easier when no. they got older. It's worse.
And then they start sports. Little people are into everything.
Yes,
you know?
Sports and then homework and mm-hmm. then you're worried Tutors. About them at school. Yeah, yeah. It's a whole nother layer. I thought, mm-hmm. man.
And volunteering at school.
Oh, yeah.
And then giving to the Capital campaign, all the different things you're called on to do.
I was sure when they started walking, I was golden. I'm like, they're walking, they're going to the bathroom by themselves.
Yes, indeed.
I'm off the clock. No. So that's when I clock in. Mm-hmm. It got real hard. They weren't that potted plant where I could put them in the corner mm-hmm. and they would just stay there. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different layer. Mm-hmm.
Do you represent your friend group? Like, are a lot of your friends like you, young, you know, parents?
I think so.
Co-professionals?
I think... Yeah, almost all of our friends are dual income with kids.
Women aren't staying home in your group.
I have a couple friends that stay home, but
they're
not
fortunate.
Very many.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, they may be not miserable, but
it's
they
not
may
the,
miss
it's not
working
the norm anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not.
It's and a tough balance, huh?
I think that the like we were talking about that mental load and the division of labor in the home. I don't think it's not everybody understands that. Mm-mm. So I think a lot of my friends still suffer with the old. Way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's traditional mm-hmm. that you take care of, you know, you, Laurel, take care of a lot of the details. Mm-hmm. But I'm proud of you for talking about all this because I have met quite a few young women that say, I don't think things have changed from my parents' generation because everybody's working hard.
Yeah.
But there's just so many traditional, the way we were raised, you see it mirroring what your parents mm-hmm. or, you know, it's just a part of life. Mm-hmm. So Hamper... is one way people can make things easier.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times we were at an event and we're like talking about Hamper and the husband goes, no, that's why I got married. And I get so angry. And the wife is right there and she'll look at me and go, give me that and like mm-hmm. take it. And I'm like, I know, girl, like I got to see those four kids with you. You need this, you know?
Right.
And it just makes me mad because I think there is that mentality, not, and it's not everybody, but I do think there's that mentality of like, well, no, that's what my mm-hmm. wife will do it. My wife takes care of it. It's like, well, she doesn't have to anymore. And now you can actually go do stuff together yeah. as a family.
I've never lived, you know, really outside of Louisiana. I lived in Texas for a short time when I was in school. But I don't know what it's like in big cities. But I think we're just more traditional. And I don't want to use the word provincial, but we have more old school values here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're catching up, though. With people yeah. like you. So.
I think so. Mm-hmm. We have a very big entrepreneurial spirit in Lafayette, mm-hmm. which I think is really neat to see.
Yeah. Well, let's get people to go look at your website again. Try Hamper. It's TryHamper.com. And it's entertaining, it's light, and I think it's going to be a lifesaver for a lot of people.